And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain John Connor from the Islander. We're going to be talking fishing aboard the Islander. We're ready to roll as it's fishing season upon us. So you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great show today.
Yeah, indeed. Captain John Connor from the island. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of work on the boat, huh?
Yeah, you get a front row view for all that.
Yeah, indeed, I do, yeah. And world headquarters for Let's Talk Hookup right there. Watch the Islander, all the hard work you're doing on that. But, yeah, that old classic Ditmar is just coming of age again, huh? You're making it look brand new.
Yeah, you know, those Ditmars are radical boats, but like any wood boat, they take constant upkeep. You know, you got to work on it every year or else you get too far behind.
Yeah, indeed. So what kind of things are you doing on the boat?
You know, some engine room stuff, just keeping the machinery updated and making sure everything's in good running order for the season. No major projects, no big retrofits like last year. I keep telling myself all winter long that we have a slim maintenance season, and then we start opening everything up, and project after project becomes apparent. But, you know, just a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and a little cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. For sure. For those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the Islander, why don't you describe the boat and what you do?
So comfortable.
Yeah, it's an 88 by 24 foot boat. We do trips anywhere from day and a half up to 6 day. It is a comfortable boat. It's all stateroom accommodations. It was kind of built to be a long range boat back in the day.
Former Red Rooster, right?
Yeah, Red Rooster too. So it's I would say a good, well maintained, comfortable fishing platform. And we do trips, like I said, up to 6 days. I think it's perfect for trips up to 6 days.
I think it's over the top comfortable for trips of that length. You know, it's accommodations that you would find on trips that are, you know, just like you say, that are normally, you know, twice and three times that long, but on a short range trip where you're not taking too much time away from work, you get killer food and really nice, you know, accommodations and staterooms and heads and showers. I mean, it's definitely the next level, but in a shorter range.
Yeah, we try to make it comfortable.
And we always talk about how you guys do some unique trips. First of all, starting off with kayak trips, right?
We do. We start off with kayak mothership trips in the spring. God, we've been, I think, 13 years now we've been doing that. And we do those trips out to San Clemente Island, and then we fall into our regular offshore or multi-day fishing schedule and then roll right into shark diving at Guadalupe Island, which kind of started as just a handful of trips, whatever, 13 years ago. But now it's a full-fledged three-month season. So
that's 3 months.
Yeah, we try to stay diversified. Nowadays, it seems like our safest bet.
Do you get many, if any, fishermen that, you know, fish with you throughout the summertime and enjoy fishing that ever go down to Guadalupe with you? I mean, you get guys that you recognize, like, oh, you were on that 5 day this year, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we get a handful, and I get more and more now that it's become more popular. I mean, we've done a lot of TV shows and been on Discovery Channel, so now that it's more well known, I definitely get passengers that come out and then end up signing up.
I would think so, man. I want to go do that.
It's cool.
I've done it. It is amazing.
I'll bet.
It's something that you have to do, a bucket list trip.
Yeah,
you have to
do
it because it's such an amazing sight to see. And I know you do a lot of charters for those great white shark trips, but you can book a trip online, right?
Yeah, we're about half charter, half open party, so we have a bunch of open trips. And it's cool. It's a different mix up than fishing. You know, we get people from all over the world. It's probably 50-50 men and women, so it's a different clientele, and it's a really, really cool trip, especially if you've been to the island fishing. I mean, we had the last couple of years been phenomenal viewing of you know, 1 to 200 pound yellowfin tuna, wahoo. You see all kinds of stuff from the cages.
Like when you're in the cage, you see that swimming by you.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
180 pounders on the corner, wahoo darting by the cage.
Wow.
That's cool. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. It's
oh,
a
that's
different perspective.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
So, talking about fishing, first of all, like those kayak trips. To explain the kayak trip. I know that it starts off with our Let's Talk Hookup trip starting June 15th.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we still have a handful of openings if you want to go with us. Co-sponsored by Fastlane Kayaks. Fastlane will even rent you a kayak if you want to join us if you don't have a kayak on a limited basis there. But describe what you do with those, because I love that trip. I'm going. I can't wait. That is such a great trip.
You know, we actually have one before you this year.
Oh, you do?
It's,
okay.
June 9th, which also has, I think, 7 or 8 openings now. So there is one before you. I think it's a day and a half or 2.5. But it's a mothership trip. You know, we bring 22 guys. We have a rack and a swim step and basically a on-the-water platform for deploying kayaks. And we head out to San Clemente Islands, pretty much San Clemente every trip. And whether it's a day and a half or 2.5, you eat either one full day or 2 full days at the island. And pretty much the ability to explore and fish at your will. You know, we have skiffs on board, so it's a full service deal. You know, we let you go and give you a lot of latitude to do what you want to do, but at the same time, the boat, the skiff, the crew is there to back you up. And it's, especially if you're a calico bass enthusiast, probably one of the best opportunities to fish for calico bass, and then, you know, everything else that we catch there as well.
Yeah. So yellowtail fishing's been really good there this year.
Yeah. In the last couple of years, you know, we went, I think, the first 2 or 3 years kayak fishing where it was an anomaly to get a big game fish. And I think last year we had days for, you know, 40 or 50 yellowtail, mixing some sea bass and halibut. So the last couple of years we've watched it ramp up as far as fishing, so we're excited about this year.
It's a really cool, unique way to do the kayak thing, too, especially if you're, you take a lot of the hairy stuff out of it. You take the beach launch part out of it. I mean, you just almost glossed over the swim step. I mean, what they have on the back of the Islander is basically the whole length of the transom. You can very easily walk down a set of steps onto a big flat platform that's at water level, and the crew brings your boat right to the side for it, and you literally just step in, and away you go, and you're fishing and prolific fishing grounds. And it's so easy if you want to target some cool fish. You know, you just get to go
and
show
paddle around in an amazing place too.
Totally,
it's so beautiful over there to be mano a mano with the water at San Clemente Island. The other thing too is you've got a skiff in the water and you want to water your cheeseburger, more bait, you know, whatever. You just give a call on your VHF radio and say, bring it.
Yeah, the skiff makes it nice, especially the last couple of years we've been able to make squid. So you can be 2 miles from the boat catching yellowtail or catching bass or whatever and just get on the VHF and ask for, you know, a couple beers and some more squid, and it's as simple as that.
That is so rad. And next thing you know, the skiff comes zipping over and loads you up, and then you're back on your own again.
Yeah, and, you know, I've had a lot of calls this year from guys that haven't done this before, and they're hesitant, thinking that it's, you know, the advanced course as far as kayak fishing goes. But like you said, you take away the beach launch, you're not by yourself. You know, there's a boat right there. There's a guy in a skiff. It's super, super safe, and it's an easy way for a beginner who's curious about kayak fishing to get into it, especially when you can rent a kayak, you know, from Fastlane. It's a cool introduction.
Yeah, it's like you get the advanced course style of fishing with the absolute beginner course of, you know, taking the effort to get to it.
Yeah.
And you're doing 4 trips this year.
Yeah, 5, I think.
5, okay.
Including yours, right. Yeah. We used to do, I don't know how many, but they were all day and a half, so now we're just doing 2.5s and 3.5s and making them longer trips. We've kind of narrowed down our core group of people that really, really like to do this. And, yeah, I'm excited.
That's cool.
It's fun. Yeah. Then you go into your regular fishing season doing day and a half up to 6 day trips.
Yeah. Yeah, just our standard multi-day schedule, day and a half, a lot of 2.5s nowadays. All of those 0.5 trips seem to be real popular. You know, the days of getting in at night are, at least for us, kind of disappearing. Guys like to get back in the morning. A lot of 2.5s, a couple 3.5s, some day and a half. So, yeah, our regular multi-day fishing schedule.
Got to be licking your chops with the season starting the way it already has, with having opportunities at offshore bluefin so early. And, boy, just, you know, odds are of us getting to roll into another great tuna fishing season this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Albacore, we all have our fingers crossed. The last couple of years, it's been a little dodgy, but I think this year, I think a lot of us think we might have a shot.
But if they don't come, we have bluefin, hopefully yellowfin. I mean, there was already some local yellowfin caught, so we'll take that, right?
No, I'm sure we're going to roll into another good season.
Yeah. I you were saying, I think we talked about it yesterday, about Ted Dunn talking about the massive quantities of bluefin up and down the coast for 300, 200 miles of bluefin around.
I was going to say, like I said, I couldn't help but eavesdropping when Doug in the tackle store and Ted were talking, and, you know, he said exactly that. He said there's a 200-mile line of bluefin, you know, and he goes, it's just poised to swim right up the beach. I mean, there's certainly zero reason it wouldn't. Condition is right, and food is right, and everything else, and 200 miles of bluefin would last us just fine.
Yeah.
just fine for a while. Like that, come up here and just park right here for a while.
That would be just fine. Yeah, we'd like that. So islander-charters.com is, you have your complete schedule. You even can book online right now, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
islander-charters.com, that's it. Or you can call our office if you have questions. My wife runs the office. She's always available to answer the phone. What is that? 619-224-4388 if you need information on any of these trips. She's there.
You got a lot going on, man. You're working on the boat. You run the charter boat. Of course, you do some lobster fishing in the winter. You've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, everything, been running this boat for a long time, and now after 14 years or whatever it's been, everything's kind of settled into a good groove.
That's cool.
Lobster fish in the winter, run this thing in the summer, get everything fixed in the spring.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, it's good. I have no complaints.
And then your brother is the famous Mitch from Mitch's Seafoods right there at Point Loma Sport
the
Fishing,
famous
right?
Mitch, yeah.
Yeah, what a great spot.
It is.
Yeah, he's doing a good job there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's hard to get in the door anymore.
Yeah, yeah, right? Very popular, yeah. Very, very popular. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. John has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to local and long-range fishing. Been doing it a long time and runs a fine operation.
No doubt, man. So much great stuff to talk about. And like you say, a very lucky opportunity to catch Johnny here, how busy his schedule is. So lucky opportunity for us to get to talk fishing with him during the springtime. And if you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to be talking your phone calls, talking Islander, talking great fishing today, we are also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. You're going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the great new Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, a three-quarter day trip to go fishing with Captain Taro and the boys. And I know they're experiencing great yellowtail fishing right now. And hopefully,
such a fine operation.
Yeah, I know they're doing an awesome job.
That boat is amazing.
It's yeah. Very impressive for a three-quarter day.
Three-quarter day.
No doubt about it.
Come on, it's not a three-quarter day. It's an overnight boat subbing as a three-quarter day.
You're
right
about that. You know, we were joking on the boat the other day, like, how often you go three-quarter day fishing, you can grab a shower on your way back to the dock and grab your bunk and rack out for an hour. And I think the shower is nicer than the one in my house. So they did a really nice job on the boat for sure. And Sarah with that killer food they got there, it's quite an operation for sure. And one lucky caller is going to get to go be a part of that, a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty. Again, if you want to get your shot on that great trip, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Captain John Conniff, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
To the wars are coming, and you can be a part of the battle. This is Captain Dave Marciano from Hard Merchandise and Nat Geo's hit show, Wicked Tuna. This is your opportunity to fish with me, Captain Paul Herbert, or Captain Greg Meyer aboard three of San Diego's top boats. Now, Paul keeps spouting off about how he's going to win, but frankly, I'm more concerned about Greg. He is one heck of a fisherman and could certainly lead his team to victory. The two-day trip departs June 21st. And returns on the 23rd for weigh-in. Whether you're fishing or not, plan on joining the captain's reception the evening of Tuesday the 20th at the beautiful Valley High Restaurant in San Diego Bay, where you can meet and greet all of us and talk tuna with a bunch of great people and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. It's all about taking kids fishing and supporting the great Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. So join me, Captain Dave Marciano, for a fun evening at the Valley High, then go fishing on one of the three top boats with us and catch some tuna. Check CaptainRollos.org for more information. Spots are going fast. Sign up today.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once, and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. 57, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your through, talk to Captain John, 858-457-1090. Open right now or toll free, 877-792-1090.
I was just looking at the schedule on islander-charters.com. I linked that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com. On the links page, you go to the long range section, you click on Islander Charters, takes you right there. And a lot of good day and a half, two and a half, 3.5 day trips. Kind of a nice little niche you've carved out for yourself.
Yeah, you know, nature kind of takes its course, and that's the schedule that has worked out best for us, you know?
Yeah.
I think we have an ideal boat for that day and a half, two and a half, 3 day trip where you get that long range style comfort on a shorter range trip, and that's kind of where we spend our time.
Fishing the way that it's been this last few years, this offshore bluefin, I mean, it gives you those, you know, early mornings and late afternoons when that bluefin fishing can be so good, especially on those twos and threes, you know, where you get a couple of those days to get to really spend your time offshore.
Yeah, and Islander is such a comfortable platform, too. The boat rides fantastic. It's quiet. Staterooms are super comfortable, a lot of room on the boat, and you don't overstuff it. You have a nice limited load opportunity to go on a pretty sweet little operation there.
Yeah.
For sure. And a seasoned crew.
Yeah.
Your guys have been around with you for quite a while.
Yeah, I've got some new guys this year, like everything. You know, we trail like all these boats. You get the same group of guys for a while, and then you transition, guys move up or guys move on. I definitely have a handful of core guys that have been with me for a while, and we've added some new guys. You know, I'll mention, you know, rest in peace, my chef, Rick Elias, that worked for us for 10 years, passed away this winter.
Yeah.
That's a real bummer. We're sad to see him go. I know a lot of people will be sad to see him
sure.
go.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Such a good guy.
Yeah, we have hired a new chef, Jacob. He's going to be working with us this year, so we're real excited about that. But definitely sad to see Rick go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, if you want to really test the Sea Keeper, today would be your day.
You're right about that.
Because it's a little brisk outside today, and they're up in the Channel Islands Harbor. So if it's brisk here, can you imagine how brisk it is at Channel Islands Harbor?
It'd be a very fair test of that Sea
Keeper.
Doesn't
stop the Sea Keeper boat from going out. They're going to be at Channel Islands Harbor in Oxnard today. It's the last day on the West Coast for the Sea Keeper boat. So if you want to get a chance to go down there, just head on down to Channel Islands Harbor or give Berkeley a call at 310-502-0034. They'll be there all day today. And take mom out for a ride on Mother's Day. How about that, huh?
Like you say, if you can make your boat perfectly stable and weather-like, it's probably going to be at Channel Islands Harbor today.
Yeah.
She'll probably let loose a little easier on on buying that thing.
Yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, too. Absolutely. Hope you're enjoying your Mother's Day this morning and joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. So let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Dick, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Dick.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Captain John.
Hi, Dick. How you doing?
It's pretty good. A couple things. First, to add to all the positives that Pete just mentioned about the Islander, the part that I like the best is that it's fishy. And fish really seem to come to it. It seems to find fish. I'm sure the boat doesn't have much to do with that, just the crew. But I've been fishing on it since it was a red rooster, and I always enjoy it. Secondly, special thanks to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Our June 2nd trip on the Seaforth is full with not only wounded warriors, but also 20 kids that are going to get the opportunity to go out and wet a line. So
fantastic.
Good job, Dave.
We really appreciate Captain Frank's support of that, and, of course, Howard's support of that. So very worthy organization. And then just a question, John, what was your favorite improvement that you did to the Islander over the winter?
Well, that is an ongoing process. We're knee-deep in it right now. But my favorite improvement. This wasn't a real glamorous year. You know, we rebuilt that entire Portugee bridge brow last year, and we're doing some finishing touches on that. So there's some hardwood or some hardwood and stuff going in up there, which I guess is probably my favorite improvement. But this year has been more behind the scenes. We've definitely updated the engine room a little, so I'll go with that.
Let's go.
Cleaner, nicer engine room now.
Indeed. Hey, Dick, you also mentioned Captain Rollo Kids at Sea. You know, we've been talking about Tuna Wars 3 coming up in June here. They have, of course, that great captain's reception on Tuesday, June the 20th at the Ballyhay, which is such a great time, $25. And then the 21st, the three boats going out with the three captains, Dave Marciano, Greg Mayer, and Paul Hebert, are all going to be here for the captain's reception as well as the trip. And all of that money, those are such great trips. And they're $1,000 for it's a two-day trip, and you get a huge prize package that goes along with it. And you get to, if you win, you get a jacket with embroidered with the winning trip, which is pretty special too.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to join, most of all, helping support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and trips like Dick has put together for Wounded Warriors as well as kids, it's a great organization. Just check out CaptainRollo's.org, CaptainRollo's.org. And also, while you're there, $25 gets you in on the Reel a Week drawing, too. That's still available. So that starts in June, and there's a few tickets available for that. So we push Captain Rollo's all the time because it's a great organization. I'm proud to be associated with it. And it's all about taking kids fishing and the future of our fishing here in our community. So please support it. Dick, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 858-457-1090, the only line available right now. 858-457-1090.
That's right. Well, our toll-free line is totally jacked, completely full right now. And let's talk to Mike, who's a first-time caller. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. What's up, Mike?
Hi. Yeah, I used to own a boat back in the 70s and 80s and go to Catalina every weekend or San Clemente Island, and I felt I was a fairly accomplished fisherman. My work took me away from the West Coast, though, and now I'm back, and after listening to you guys for a couple of months, I realized I don't know anything about fishing anymore. I could use your help. For my first rod that I buy, I'm looking for a rod and reel that's kind of an all-around that I can just use on the weekends out at Catalina, say, in San Clemente Island. And what kind of line?
What pound test would you recommend there, John, for somebody going out to Catalina, San Clemente Island?
If I were just going to get one fishing pole, you know, 30-pound, I guess, is somewhere right in the middle. It kind of depends on what, you know, nowadays having one fishing pole kind of limits you. You know, if you want to fish for calico bass, something lighter than that. If you want to be set up for game fish, you know, 25 to 40-pound spectrum. When it comes to the details, I'm going to defer to the tackle professional next to me. But
yeah.
If I had to pick one pole, it's something I could fish 25 to 40-pound on.
What do you think, Rick?
I agree. And I'd probably get an 8-foot rod, you know, something that's long enough that you could cast a lure with, you know, a Colt Sniper, a flat fall to catch a bluefin or a yellowtail on a kelp patty, and you know, not so long that if you do hook a bigger fish, you're going to kill you. Like a, you know, not wanting to spend a ton of dough, getting a rad outfit that will do, you know, there's no such thing as a rod that'll do everything. Exactly like John said, you can't get, you know, can't effectively fish a bass the same way you can catch a 50-pound tuna, but a Torium 20 would be an awesome call on a reel. It's a star drag. It'll fish between 25 and 40 pound. It's light and very easy to handle. It makes good drag and good torque, and they're only around $250, you know, $240 really. And then as far as a rod, I like an 8-foot rod. And, again, not spending a ton of dough, I'd maybe look at one of those Terramar, a Terramar 80H. It's an 8-foot rod. It'll do that same, that exact same range like you're talking about, 25 to 40 pound with 30 kind of being ideal. It's got enough of a heavy enough tip section you could cast a lure, but not so much that it doesn't make a good bait rod. So that's probably what I would look into.
And this is an investment that is a lifetime investment. That equipment will last you forever.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's upgraded, new style, drags, everything about it. Basically, the only thing you have to do is change the line.
There is lesser expensive gear that a guy could buy, but this is not going to break the bank. The entire outfit's going to be less than $500. And you're not sacrificing by getting, you know, very, very low end gear that's easier on the pocketbook. I mean, you'll have, just like Pete said, you'll have that forever.
Yeah, and the other thing that's probably changed, Mike, since the last time you were out here is the addition of Spectraline Power Pro line.
Sure.
You can put Power Pro on that reel and then change your top shot of Seaguar fluorocarbon. You want to fish 30 pound, you put 30 pound on it. You want to fish 20 pound, you put 20 pound on it. You want to fish 50 pound, you put 50 pound on it. It's a type of reel that would accommodate anything in that range.
And the difference too with that Spectra line in Power Pro, which, you know, you're not used to from back in the day, is it virtually never goes bad. I mean, you know, it's a slightly higher investment from the get-go when you're putting line on the reel, but that Spectra just doesn't go bad like monofilament did, where you're not changing your line, you know, several times a season. That Spectra is going to last you until, you know, basically indefinitely, until you lose it or something funky happens, rub it on the bottom. But that's going to stay on your reel for a long time and save you a bunch of dough in the long run.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Mike, I might suggest is go on a quality operation like the Islander, and you'll learn so much.
Totally.
You know, day and a half, 2.5-day trip on the Islander out of San Diego this summer. And then I heard that Rick Dosberg is going to be running a trip on the Fury out to Catalina Island on next weekend, and the weather's supposed to improve next weekend out to Catalina. And Rick is a great captain out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, super good operation. So if you're looking for kind of an intro to Catalina on a nice operation, that next weekend, the Fury out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing might be a good call there. Hey, glad you're getting back into it, Mike. Thanks a lot for listening to Let's Talk Hookup, and please try us again for sure.
That's awesome. Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on down in the East Cape. We got the man standing by. John Ireland is on the line. He's got our catch report today. Good morning, John.
Buenos dias, John.
Hi, Pete. Hello, John.
Morning.
Well, we have wind from Monday through Thursday. Fishing was really picking up prior to the wind spell. Way late, the wind, by the way, out of the north. Friday and Saturday, day before yesterday and yesterday, the boats were back out, and the fishing has improved markedly. We're really getting back into the more normal swing of things. The yellowfin have been biting consistently south, which is really helping us a bunch. Water temp is about normal, just exactly what it should be for this time of year, 74 to 76 degrees. And like I say, the last couple of days, water's cleared up. It's nice and clear and flat now, and air temps are in the mid-80s, and the day still cool, mornings and evenings, beautiful weather. Nice time to be down on the East Cape for sure, spring. But again, the fishing's picked up, and the big news is really the yellowfin, and they've been consistent. They're right south of the park. Fraley's Canyon is actually holding them, which is in the park, and then the tuna drifting off just outside. So they're fishing the park line south and drift fishing with a squid. Everybody's limiting. Nice fish, 10 to 35-pound fish, but literally everybody's limiting on the squid. A few on live bait, but most taken on the chunk squid, but quite a few yellowfin around. Striped marlin have shown up finally in decent numbers. They're off the bump off of La Rivera and down south of the lighthouse, and quite a few striped marlin have been released this week as well. Just in, like I said, most of the activity has been in the last couple of days. Inshore, boy, there's lots of skipjack around. Jeez, if you want to pull on skipjack, you can troll and hoochies, you can just pull on them all day, literally. But they make for great bait on the bottom, and they've been picking up some real nice amberjack in the 40 to 60-pound range, some real nice ones, and some good-sized parga, 2 to 25, 30 pounds. So the bottom fishing is real good. A lot of rooster fish around, too. The roosters are bunching up around the marine entrance. We actually had three released on fly yesterday off the beach, which is pretty hard to do. So roosters are finally showing up in good numbers. So we're finally getting into the groove, you guys. Hopefully no more wind, and we're off to the races as far as the fishing goes. It looks better.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's that time of the year where it's transition time, not only here in Southern California, but also in the East Cape. And I'm going to make a prediction, John. It's going to go wide open on June the 3rd, because that's when our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament starts.
Well, we had a slow start, but it's certainly looking that way now. I mean, in the last, like I say, in about the last week and a half, with the exception of this 3 days of wind, it's really been picking up. You're seeing a lot more bait in the water, just a lot more action all up and down the beach and everything. It's just like somebody almost hits the switch, so... So I'm pleased. So we're back in the groove, and we are catching the fish, and it should be really good in June.
I can't believe it, but we have a couple of rooms left for our tournament, too. So if you want to join us for that June 3rd tournament, it's such a great time, and I'll be there the whole time. I'm going to be doing that live broadcast in Loretto, and then driving down with Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and joining the full tournament there Saturday through Wednesday. So if somebody wants to join us on that or any trip to Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. Might mention on that tournament, it doesn't cost anything to get in, and first place gets free trip back to the ranch, and there's $1,000 in prizes. There's all kinds of goodies.
Yeah, $1,000 in cash.
In cash.
Yeah.
In cash, plus giveaways and all kinds of stuff. It's a good opportunity to win a tournament.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, we want to thank Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial for donating $500 each for that tournament to give away to one or two lucky anglers in that tournament. And it's just our people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just our people.
Absolutely.
So you got a very good chance to win. Hey, John, appreciate the call this morning. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen. Look forward to it.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We do have a line open at 858-457-1090. Is open right now. I want to remind you, don't forget, this coming Saturday, May 20th, at Encinitas Ford, our first San Diego County Live broadcast. It's going to be so much fun, and your first chance to win one of two giant grand prizes. Don't forget, there's only four events this year, so this is the first of four events that you have a chance to. Two people have a chance to qualify for the Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with the trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing in Cedros Island, plus the number two prize, actually they're one and two, trip for two to Palmas de Cortez and Baja's East Cape, along with 2 days of Ponga fishing and round-trip ticket from San Diego to Cabo on Alaska Airlines.
That's sweet.
And I want to thank our people from Alaska Airlines for providing that, as well as Palmas de Cortez and Fastlane Kayaks and Jeff over at Cedros Kayak Fishing. And don't forget, Gary the Cowboy is going to be there. Ton of great stuff to give away just for showing up. So see you at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas this coming Saturday, May 20th. We're going to have a great show. Captain Mark Wheeler, that owns Encinitas Ford, who's a very accomplished fisherman. He's down in his boat in Cabo as we speak right now. And the one and only Ken Corwin Ken's Customs Reels going to be our guest at our remote broadcast. So you don't want to miss that next Saturday. Please join us for sure.
It'd be a fun morning. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Again, the only line open in the entire show right now, one of our toll-frees, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Richard calling us from Monrovia this morning. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. This question is actually a non-fishing question for John. Are you guys going to be impacted by the fuel tax that's going on cars in November?
Good question. And we're you know, have you heard anything about that?
No, I mean, I've seen it here and there in the news. Honestly, I'm not sure.
I think, and I don't know this for a fact, and maybe one of our listeners can correct me, but if you have a diesel boat in the water, you use basically what's called red dye diesel, which is farm, or they call it farm diesel also, and it's right. not subject to road tax.
Right.
So
right.
if that is the case, no, that 20 cent a gallon tax will not be on it, but I don't know that for a fact. Who knows with our governor Moondoggy there in town, he may have figured out some way around that, but I have a feeling, thank goodness, no.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah, because it's farm diesel. And that's kind of the because the biggest bummer, I guess, is that guys that fill their gasoline boats in the water have to pay that road tax. But unfortunately, there's no way around it because there's no such thing as red dye gasoline,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's the only way they can separate it. If you get caught using red dye gasoline on a vehicle on the road,
red dye diesel on it in the road.
Red dye diesel on the road, excuse me, red dye diesel. You're in big trouble. I mean, it's a huge fine. Yeah, it's a huge fine. I have a good friend that's in the asphalt business that says it's happened to them. And it's a lot of money if you get caught. So that's the case. But yeah, hopefully, fortunately, that should be the case that it's not going to affect the boats because
we don't need any.
Need another. Yeah. We got enough problems, right?
Yeah. Okay. Get in line.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot for the good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump right back into him. And this time we'll talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
My question is for John. When you're scheduling the kayak trips out to Clemente, how do you do that around the naval activity? Are you pre-warned or?
You know, we watch the website very closely, and I'm trying to think. I think maybe two times in the last, since we've been doing them, we've had to reschedule a trip. Usually, although it's getting more challenging now, usually when the Navy closes something, they leave some part of the island open. Sometimes it leaves us in an exposed area, which makes it a little more challenging, but you know, by the grace of God, between weather and closures, we've managed to pull trips off. But it's getting tougher and tougher. They're definitely, closures are getting more strict. They're definitely closing more and more of the islands. So we've just kind of been able to roll with it. The last couple of years, we've had really good weather during those trips, which means we've been able to fish the backside of the island. So that allows us a little more latitude, but it's, you know, I'm always on edge as a trip comes up that there's going to be some closure that we can't deal with. But so
are there alternatives?
As far as locations besides the island, you know, that's one of the inherent challenges with 22 kayaks on a boat is that, you know, you're beholden to the weather to some degree. You need to kind of be in a lee. It doesn't take that much weather before it makes it really, really challenging. We have gone to Catalina before in the past, although it's not
the
our preference.
Right. Yeah,
guys at Catalina, the last thing they want to see when fishing as decent as a boat roll up and deploy 22 kayaks. We've fished offshore. You know, we've tried to put these guys on bluefin before. I don't think we caught one, but that's we definitely
cool.
tried it. And we've gone down the Mexican coast, but for the most part, for that length of trip, San Clemente Island is perfect. And thankfully, so far, we've managed to make it work, you know, despite closures and everything.
That's one of the things, too, that I think is cool about it is based on the weather, you know, you can, like you say, you're in a protected cove, you know, it could be blowing on the other side of the island and swelly, but, you know, you'll be able to position the islander in the best spot. And I know when I did the trip with you in the past, you know, there was a, I wouldn't say a super strong, but, you know, fairly strong downhill current, and the boat anchored up and safely dropped us all off and then would almost hopscotch, you know, a couple miles down, you know, going with the current.
Down
so
current,
so when it was time to go back to the boat, you were never paddling uphill against it. You always just paddle right downhill with the wind and the breeze and the current take you right back to the boat. It was just, think of everything. I mean, you guys have been doing this for so long, like every facet between the skiff and how to get people on and off and where to move the boat and keep everybody happy. I mean, the kinks are definitely worked out of that operation.
Yeah, there was a learning curve in the beginning, but it's fairly seamless now.
That's cool.
And you, with those Homie Mirage Drive kayaks, you just pedal your way down to where
you
need to go.
Yeah, those things are the way to go.
It's a bomb, aren't they? Question on that. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Question on, you spend a lot of time with white sharks in the fall. and the behavior of white sharks and such like that. In the news, of course, every night is this big thing. National news, white sharks off the coast of California, everywhere. You know, don't go in the water, all that stuff. What's your thought on that?
You know, I think there's probably a couple different things going on. One of them, I think, is in this day and age, we have eyes in the sky like we never used to, you know? I mean, it used to be if you were going to see an aggregation of white sharks off the coast, somebody in a helicopter, an airplane had to see it, and now a lot of this footage is on drones. I mean, I could go down to Sunset Cliffs and fly a drone 3 miles off the beach and survey the water. But, I mean, there's other things going on as well, and I, you know, would probably be inaccurate if I tried to say why. But I know, you know, like Guadalupe Island, building up, you know, over the last 15 years, like we see more and more and more. We've tagged 200, or not tagged, but cataloged 250 different white sharks there. And I think that while we're diving there, there's up to 100, over 100 at the island at any given time. And we've definitely seen more juveniles the last few years. The explanation for that is I'm not sure. And I think that the populations at Guadalupe and the sharks that we're seeing off the coast right now are different populations. So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, anyone that fishes can tell the last few years our oceans right here off the coast have changed. You know, we're seeing a different setup with all this bluefin and the amount and how long they stick around and how close to shore they are. And obviously that's going to affect or have, a bearing on how many white sharks we get in our local waters. But
sure. Yeah, gill nets, long lines took a huge toll on all sharks, not just white sharks, but all sharks. And now that there's very limited numbers of long lines and basically coastal gill nets are gone, that's helped rebound the population to where it should. And maybe it'll help with our sea lion population, too. But my question now would be, would you go surfing in San Onofre right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's been sharks off our coast, you know, far beyond what any of us knew for a long time. You know, I don't know that this is all that out of the ordinary. Maybe the volume is greater, but I think the potential is there all the time. And, you know, and these juvenile white sharks, from what we've seen, they feed on bait fish.
Yep.
You know, they feed on small
fish.
They're not
eating sea lions at that age, right?
No, and they're not. I mean, anything can happen, but personally for me, I don't think I'd change what I was doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, the occasional shark attack that happens, like the unfortunate incident up in San Onofre there, was just a matter of wrong place, wrong time, right?
Yeah, and that could happen anywhere.
It could happen anywhere, whether you're surfing in OB or whether you're surfing in Sunset Cliffs.
Right.
Personally, I'm not sure I'm paddling out at San Onofre, but I have no question I'd paddle out at Sunset Cliffs or OB or PB or anything.
Yeah,
like
I might
just
give San Onofre a rest for a
little bit. Yeah, just my personal thought, but needless to say, I think there's all this. Worldwide, there's a lot of attention given to white sharks, and that's been good for your business, right?
Yeah, it definitely hasn't been a downer for business, for sure. You can see the increased traffic when something like this is in the news, you know, whether it's people signing up or just people that, you know, call my wife and want to pick her brain about white sharks.
But now, it's not fair for me to comment because I'm not a surfer, but I'm not going to lie to you. I would not be bummed if those things developed a taste for sea lions and parked themselves in La Jolla for a couple of months.
Like, no.
Yeah, maybe they're in the Coronado Islands. If they just take residence and cull that population down a little bit, I would not be bummed about it.
Yeah, for sure. The other question I have while we're on the subject of the white shark is at San Clemente Island, there's a lot of white sharks over at San Clemente Island. Do you have any fear of putting kayakers in the water at San Clemente Island?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, we have never seen one while we've been out there. And you know, the majority of the time, especially on the front side, you know, we're fishing 40 feet off the beach. And I understand that can be the impact zone for a lot of white shark attacks. But if I'm going to worry about that, then I'm just going to have to start worrying about a million different things in life. They're going to drive me crazy.
You gotta,
the way it is.
It's not a, in my experience, being lifelong in the water, it's not something. I'm a lot more worried about getting in my car going home today and being on that freeway than I am paddling a kayak at San Clemente or going surfing at San Onofre.
Yeah, absolutely. Rosecrans Street is way gnarly.
yeah, for sure. No question about it. Now, Scott and BR show here on the Mighty 1090. Scotty was just going off on Friday afternoon about how he's no way is he getting in the water. It's like, come on, Scotty. You know, come on. get in the water. It's all right. They're not going to hurt you.
Yeah, especially if you're in a cage.
Yeah, especially if you're in a cage. Maybe we should get them down on a great white shark trip. Then they'd really be able to see how amazing those creatures are. And that's the thing when looking at from the cage, which I've done, is seeing how kind of intelligent those creatures are, right? I mean, you just
they're really well thought out.
Yeah.
However many millions of years of evolution has it hasn't changed their design a lot, but it's definitely perfected their instincts and their skills. They're very, very well thought out.
Yeah, well said, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And I'll tell you what, the Tranx 300 and 400, man, what an incredible reel.
Yeah, debuted at Fred Hall. They're just perfect. Perfect for our style of fishing out here. Obviously, we have this big bluefin on the coast, which is fun. Perfect for the Tranx 500. But I cannot wait for this summer and fall yellowfin, you know, school-size fish on the popper in that Tranx 400. It's going to be so perfect. Load that thing full of Max Quattro, like 65-pound Max Quattro, which has a diameter 50. You're going to get a ton of line on a small reel that fits in your hand, casts amazing, but still has that big power and torque.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you talk about a great reel for a kayak, that Tranx 300. Power and capacity and castability. It's an amazing combo. The Tranx 300, 400, and loaded up with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's unbeatable. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing. The professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. And we're going to start it off of a day in a war sport fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Doing great. Now, you just, I don't know that you heard our dissertation talking about white sharks. You're right in the headquarters there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, man. They are definitely living right below our harbor. We had a trip out actually yesterday, you know, looking at them, but just paid passengers checking them out. I think they saw 7 on that trip, and my buddy went back out on his skiff in the afternoon, saw another 12. So they're definitely hanging out, yes. Feeding around, doing what they do.
You going in the water there?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. No. No reason to tempt fate.
Yeah. No, I like the pool. So, hey, this week, guys, we did, it was a good week. You know, we saw some conditions and some things improved that really kind of set the tone for our week. You know, the water cleaned up a little bit after being battered day after day by that wind. You know, it's still not perfect, but, you know, it's a cleaner green, and we did manage some good downhill current. We also had a new load of bait this week with some beautiful anchovy in it. So that, you know, together kind of really helped kickstart the local bass scene. Now, as you'd imagine there with that anchovy, the fly line bait this week was absolutely the way to go. So, again, the combination of all that stuff, the bait, the current, the watercolor, made for some great fishing along the coast here for us. Both the half-day fishing and the three-quarter-day fishing benefited from that whole condition set without a doubt. So it was good to see that. You know, on our three-quarter-day trips, you know, we're still mixing in some time with the rockfish on those three-quarter-day trips. You know, all the bait that's been out deep in that 30 to 60-fathom water over the last 4 to 6 weeks is pushed into the beach with this moon, and that rockfish kind of moved around with it. So it's been a matter of finding the edge, you know, where that stuff kind of got hung up on the hard bottom and, you know, kind of making our drops and fishing that accordingly. So kind of splitting our time, a little bit of rockfish, a little bit of bass on the beach for those three-quarter-day trips. The Fury, he's been out at Clemente. He was there yesterday. Yeah, he had some good fishing out there yesterday. I think, you know, all the yellowtail you're seeing in our accounts right now are coming from the island there. He had 30 of those yellows yesterday. I think it's that same grade 8 to 18-pound kind of stuff. And, of course, he had some good mixed bonito, bass, sheephead, and whitefish, other stuff like that, kind of rounding out his counts as well. So it's kind of it for us, you know, just kind of standard spring fishing. We'll take it. And like I said, a little bit of improvement every, you know, week is kind of what we like to see this time of year. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call at the landing. Phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And again, we urge you to use that Let's Talk Hookup discount. Just click on the Dana Wharf banner ad on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. I'll give you a little discount code, and you can punch those numbers in and save 25% on one of these local trips.
Great deal. Now, was that Shark Trip, was that the one Mancer put on Facebook?
It was.
Yeah, that was funny. All those people. I just thought that was very entertaining, watching all those people go out to watch a baby white shark.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, it was the first for our landing, for sure. You know, get out there and, you know, check them out. So it was cool. People were stoked.
And they really saw them.
They saw him. Yeah, they definitely saw him.
Unreal.
Yeah, I mean, well, like you say, that's one of the most probably – that's a great white shark, probably one of the most popular animals in the world. You know, every kid and every adult watching Shark Week and everything else. And think about the number of people that have actually got to see one and be able to run on down to Dana Wharf and hop on a boat and get to see it live in person. I think it's pretty cool.
Next thing you know, they'll be cage diving out of Dana Wharf.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, boy. All right, thanks, Brian. Willie. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Brian. All right, let's hit the surf now. Our surf fishing report, the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing great, Gundy.
God, if I was a kayak fisher, I'd paint a peace sign on the bottom of my boat. Jesus. You know, it's interesting note, a side note is that in the surf line, lots of reports of rays and especially stingrays, you know, and from what I understand, I guess those things feed on those. Maybe that's the impetus for those things moving in so tight. But boy, we rounded the corner here, you know, May full moon. Big tides. We did have a little wind and swell, but sand crabs showing up, croakers showing up. Just that we're turning right into that summer thing, and boy, it's looking really good. There was a closed grunion run also. We'll start up north there. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent halibut fishing along many stretches there. Top spots, East Beach, Graveyards, Goleta near the pier, the harbor mouth. Birds working there at the mouth and some bait inside there. Lucky Craft swim bait. Strips of squid was a good bait for the halibut this week, and maybe that has something to do with that squid showing up outside in some areas there. Wiley's reported good halibut action along most beaches. A lot of fish in the five-pound class. The old Chart House, Latigo, Coral Beach, Will Rogers. Kayakers been knocking them too, fishing just outside the surf line. Just Fishing reported big influx of sand crabs in Corbina along those South Bay beaches. No biters yet, but lots of fish, so that's about ready to bust open, too. Bonita also popped up in King Harbor. Crocodile Splashers working for 1 to 3 pound fish there. Ketchum Tackle reported good croaker bite on the full moon. Lots of quality yellowfin and spotfin up to 5 pounds. They had one croaker just over 5. Sand crabs have been the top 8. Lugworms a good second choice. One of the shop regulars was test driving that new Cole Sniper hard jerk bait, and boy, the returns have been good. He averaged 2 to 3 halibut a day and 1 to 2 legal fish a day just working those short jetties there along Newport. So that's a good sign. I'm going to have to get my hands on a few of those. Hogan's reported lots of sand crabs showing along strands, a big croaker bite outside the breaker, some better perch also in the mix in that area too with the sand crabs, seeing lots of corbina not quite biting yet. And then finally, the lagoon fishing still red hot. This week was the croakers, 2 to 4 pound range, reported Pacific Coast, cut anchovies, mussels. Also, 3 halibut from 15 to 25 pounds were reported to the shop this week, but they weren't registered in the Derby, but that wouldn't beat the 31-pounder anyways. But they got 4 halibut over 10 pounds in the Derby leaderboard there, that Penn-sponsored Derby. So just terrific inshore fishing right now, that big tide and just kind of crank things up. We're seeing a lot of players we haven't seen for, you know, the summer players. So look out and get those rods ready to go. It's going to get good here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get good. It's that time of the year, that spring fishing. It just keeps getting better from here. Mid-May, let's go fishing.
That's right.
Thanks,
Always
Dundee.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Good show. And, yeah, that's interesting stuff on those whiteys. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
But actually, I you know what I fear most is the 5 freeway and traffic and a big truck next to me. That'll probably get you first.
Oh,
you know?
No question. Yeah, I take my chances in the water, right? For sure. All right, Gundy, thanks a lot for that. Talk to you next week.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Again, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or better yet, just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
And I also want to remind you, for all your surf fishing needs, surffishtackle.com. That's Bill Varney's great website that he's put together. It has everything you need, including instructional books and everything, to surf fish right here on our coast. Surffishtackle.com is the spot. And speaking of Bill, he does our great Let's Talk Hookup newsletter every week. If you haven't added yourself to our email list, go to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and add your name right there. Just click on it. Just fill in your email address. And all of those new people through yesterday that added, we're going to be drawing for a Torium 20 HG Reel right
cool
in the second hour of the show, so stay tuned for that.
Speaking of the second hour, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. That's your shot. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.